And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. By Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. By Scotland County R1 Schools, Slate and Polaris ATVs just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take you back to Scotland County High School Gymnasium for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, it is the boys' turn. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Highland. It'll be Alex Meyer, a senior. Brandon Holder, a senior. Robert Gale, a senior. Cameron Gringer, a senior. Andrew Mallett, a senior. So Alex Meyer, Brandon Holder, Robert Gale, Cameron Gringer, Andrew Mallett. The Cougars are 3-3, and coached by Brock Butler. For Scotland County, Corbin Spurgeon, a senior. Hunter Holt, a sophomore. Gabe Hamlin, a senior. Xavier Lucas, a senior. And Owen Triplett, a senior. So Corbin Spurgeon, Hunter Holt, Gabe Hamlin, Xavier Lucas, Owen Triplett. The Tigers 2-3, and coached by Jeremy Austin. And I'll be back with a play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, DeCrista from Mild to Moderate Eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid Free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
USA Gymnast.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School as Jared Cerrone is starting in place of Xavier Lucas. In fact, Xavier Lucas is not even dressed out. Don't even see him on the bench. So Corbin Spurgeon will jump center for Scotland County. Andrew Mallett will jump center. And it was controlled by Cameron Bringer. Gives it to Gale. Robert Gale gives it to Meyer in the left corner. They swing it around to the right corner. That's Cameron Bringer to Gale. To Meyer. Now Gale. As Scotland County comes out of 3-2 zone. Alex Meyer will try a three, in and out, no good. And off the rebound, Cade Hamlin. Hamlin gives it to Triplett. Triplett across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Highland. They get it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin lost the ball, but picked up by Hunter Holt. Lays it up and got it. 2 points for Hunter Holt. Here comes Robert Gale across the timeline. To Brandon Holder at the top of the key. To Meyer, to Holder, to Gale on the right wing. In the right corner to Bringer. Bringer back to Gale, top of the key. Meyer in the left corner. Holder to Gale. Now, little drive out of the right corner by Cameron Bringer and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cade Hamlin. So Hamlin's going to pick up his first foul. First team foul against Scotland County. Robert Gale will inbound underneath his own basket. Little 15-footer put up by Drew Mallett. No good. Gale comes off with the rebound. He'll try a three out of the left corner. No good. Skips across the rim. Cerrone comes away with it. As Jared Cerrone gives it to Corbin Spurgeon. As Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. He kicks the ball to Cave Hamlin. Free throw line. Dotted line. Kicks it out to Spurgeon. For three. In and out. No good. And Drew Mallett had the ball. Batted out of his hand and out of bounds by Owen Triplett. So Bringer will inbound. Gets it to Gale. To Meyer on the left wing. Gale, deep left wing. They swing as a holder in the left corner. To Bringer. Now Meyer to Bringer at the top of the key. Gale on the left wing. Meyer will try another three. Full time. Alex Meyer. It's a 3-2, Highland on top. Here comes Scotland County, pressured by the Cougars as Triplett to the left wing. Inside it goes to Hamlin. Hamlin turns, puts it up, partially blocked by Mallett, and out with it comes Bringer. Ahead to Holder. Holder couldn't hang on to the pass. Picked up by Cave Hamlin, knocked out of his hands by Holder. It'll be Scotland basketball. Pressure. In the backcourt by Highland. Inbounds pass comes to Triplett. Gets it in to Hamlin. Now Holt with the basketball. Holt brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Triplett. Now a left block goes to Hamlin. Turns, puts up the shot. Missed it. And off of the rebound comes Gale. Fell down. Picked up by Cerrone. Cerrone in the left corner. Inside it goes to Hamlin. A whistle and a foul is going to be on Robert Gale. So Robert Gale is going to pick up his first foul. So Hunter Holt will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Cerrone in the left corner. Now Spurgeon inside the arc on the left wing. 15-footer, got it. 2 points for Corbin Spurgeon. 4-3, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Robert Gale to Bringer at the free throw line. Now Holder. On the right wing, the left wing to Gale. The left corner to Meyer. Out to Holder, to Gale, to Meyer in the left corner. Inside to Mallett, off glass, missed it. But the rebound is taken out by Bringer. Bringer from the dotted line puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul. It may be on Owen Triplett. It will be. So Triplett picks up his first foul, second team foul against Scotland County. And Cameron Bringer, looking for his first points, will shoot a pair. Isaac fires it. Got it. First points for Cameron Bringer. Creighton Buckley will check in. Hunter Holt will check out. So Bringer with one, looking for two. Isaac fires it. Got them both. 2 points for Cameron Bringer. It's a 5-4 Highland lead. Pressure by Highland. As Triplett, bad pass, thrown away by Bringer. They get it underneath to Meyer, puts it off glass, got it. 5 points for Meyer. Now they get it in to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, a double team, tried to get it back to Triplett, knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Triplett to inbound against Pressure. Gets it to Hamlin, to Trayton Buckaloo. Buckaloo will bring it across the timeline, gets the ball to Triplett. Tried to get it to Cerrone in the left corner, knocked out of bounds by Holder. So Cerrone will inbound on the near sideline. Cerrone gets it in to Buckaloo between the two circles. As Buckaloo gives it to Spurgeon between the two circles in the center circle. Now Buckaloo on the right wing. In the right corner, Cerrone. Cerrone gives it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin puts it off glass. Got it. Nice move by Cave Hamlin. And it's 7-6. Highland with the lead. Meyer in the left corner kicks it out to Gale, top of the key, to Bringer on the left wing. Meyer in the left corner, now between the two circles, to Meyer, gives it a Holder, stolen away by Triplett. As Triplett will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Bringer comes off the rebound. We've got a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Trayton Buckaloo. Or are they going to call it? On Bringer. Oh, I think it's on Buckaloo. So Trayton Buckaloo picks up his first foul. Third team foul against Collin County. Just under 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Gale gets it in to Mallett. Shot from 10, missed it. And Cerrone off of the rebound. Cerrone still in the backcourt, gives it to Spurgeon across the timeline to the right wing, dribbles to the right baseline. Gives it back to Cerrone. Now Bucklew, dotted line, Hamlin. Shot from 10, no good. And a whistle and a foul. You're going to get Cade Hamlin again. That's his second. So two fouls on Cade Hamlin. Fourth team foul against Collin County. Cerrone will check out. And Vince Dale will check in. Robert Gale across the timeline to Bringer. Now Myers for three. No good out of the corner. Long rebound. Gale on the right wing to Holder. Meyer to Bringer to Holder. Inside Mallett, 14. Put her on the way. It goes down. It'll count. He's fouled. 2 points for Drew Mallett. And we'll see who the foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Trayton Bucklew. That's his second. And to the line will go Drew Mallett, trying to complete the three-point play. Two looking for three. Shot on the way. Missed it. And a rebound tipped out to Meyer in the right corner. Now Gale for three on the way. Bullseye! Robert Gale with three. Owen Triplett against Prasher in the backcourt. He tried to pass the ball down the court. It's swatted out of bounds by Drew Mallett. Hunter Holt will check back in. And Owen Triplett will check out. The 1-2-2 zone trap employed by Highland. Spurgeon in a double team. Bounce pass to Holt. Out of a double team, he airmailed it over Trayton Bucklew's head in about the fourth row. So Highland will have the basketball. They lead it 12-6. Bringer gets across the timeline to Gale on the left wing. Holder in the left corner. They swing to the right wing. Bringer to Meyer. Now back to Gale. Gale to the right wing. Holder in the left corner. Gale falls down, but to get the ball to Bringer to Holder. Now Mallett back to Bringer for three on the way. No good. And a fight for the rebound. And I think Robert Gale just picked up his second foul. And he did. So two fouls on Robert Gale. And now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 2:28 left to play in the first quarter. It's Highland 12, Collin County 6. Back in a minute, 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Collin County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Collin County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
2:28 left to play in the first quarter. Boys game tonight from Collin County High School. Highland leading Collin 12-6, Collin with the basketball. Pressure by Highland. Cade Hamlin has the basketball, gives it to Hunter Holt. Holt pulls up in a double team, looks for somebody, finds Hamlin between the two circles to Holt on the right wing. Holt looks for somebody, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dribbles along the left wing. As Highland still, they go man-to-man, then drop back into a 3-2 zone. As Spurgeon gets it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin to Dale. Puts up the shot from 10 off the baseline. No good. And the rebound comes off to Meyer. And Meyer is fouled on the floor. The foul is going to be on Trayton Bucklew, and that's his third. Six-team foul against Collin County. As into the ball game will come Kyle Benson. And Robert Gale will check out. Trayton Buckley will check out. Jared Cerrone checks back in. Also, Triplett checks back in. And Spurgeon will check out. 1:50 left to play in the first quarter. Highland underneath their own basket. Benson will inbound. Gets it to Holder between the two circles. Now Meyer, dribble drive off the right wing. Puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew a foul. The foul is going to be on Owen Triplett. That's his second. 17 foul against Scotland County, and we still have 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. So Meyer with five, looking for six. Shots up, in and out, no good. So Alex Meyer backs off the line, stands back on. Five, looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Alex Meyer, 13-6. Highland of the lead. Hunter Holt in the backcourt to Triplett. To Cabe Hamlin. Now Holt gives it to Cerrone in the right corner. Gets it over to Hunter Holt from the dotted line. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And do the foul. I think the foul is going to be on Bringer. And it will be. So Cameron Bringer picks up his first foul. That's the third team foul against Highland. And Hunter Holt will shoot two. First shot up, got it. 3 points for Holt. Makes it 13-7, 1:30 left to play in the first quarter. As Holt, three, looking for four, got it. 4 points for Hunter Holt. Corbin Spurgeon will check in. Vince Dale will check out. Highland with the basketball, leading 13-8. Meyer. Gives the ball to Bringer. Meyer, now Holder on the right wing. Bringer, top of the key, the left wing to Bringer. Bringer with a left hand, puts up the shot. Missed it, and literally jerked the ball away from Cabe Hamlin. Put it up and in. 4 points for Bringer. Now Hamlin to the free throw line. Spurgeon on the right wing, inside to Hamlin, out of a double team, puts it up. It goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. The foul is going to be on Bringer. So that's two on Bringer. And Cabe Hamlin has 4 points, trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Cabe Hamlin. 15-11, 60 seconds left to play in the half. Holder gives it to Meyer. Back to Holder, inside to Mallett. 15-foot jumper, got it. Drew Mallett with 4 points. 6 points, Highland lead. Cerrone in the backcourt to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dribbles into a double team. Lost the handle on the basketball. And it'll be Highland inbounding on the far sideline as Bringer gets it in to Meyer. To Bringer on the left wing. Meyer to Holder on the right wing. And now Holder, jump pass. Gets it to Meyer in the backcourt. Cerrone hustling all the way. Finally, Meyer got a hold of it over and back. So Scotland County will have the basketball. 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. They get it in to Triplett on the right wing, Spurgeon. Now Holt will drive the baseline. Puts up the left five-footer. Missed it. And Bringer off the rebound. Bringer will take it right to the hoop. Lays it out and got it. Cameron Bringer with six. Cerrone across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Triplett inside to Hamlin. 10-foot on the way. Got it. That's Cabe Hamlin's spot right there. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Highland 19, Scotland County 13. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we start the second quarter, Scotland County trailing 19-13 will have the basketball. So Triplett inbounds to Spurgeon. 2-1-2 zone for Highland. Hunter Holt has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Cerrone gets it inside to Hamlin, puts it off glass, got it. As I said, Hamlin gets it down that low. Forget it. 8 points for Cabe Hamlin. Holder on the left wing to Myers to Bringer on the right wing. As we get it to Benson in the right corner to Meyer. Now Benson gets it inside to Mallett. Meyer kicks it out to Holder on the left wing. To Bringer, to Holder, to Bringer, Simpson. Now the right corner to Meyer. They kick it back out to Benson. Or Bringer. Bringer takes it right down the lane, lays it up, got it. Nobody touched Cameron Bringer. He has eight. 21-15. Cerrone on the right wing. To Spurgeon, the left wing, to Triplett. Back to Spurgeon. Now Holt in the left corner. Holt gets the ball out to Triplett. To the right wing to Spurgeon. To Triplett between the two circles. Spurgeon in the right corner. Gets a little backdoor play to Hunter. Holt lays it off flat and got it. 7 points for Hunter Holt. Gives Spurgeon the assist. As Myers across the timeline to Bringer, to Holder on the left wing, to Bringer, to Myers, to Bringer. Now Holder on the left wing. Now on the left side of the circle. Benson has it in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing, to Mallett, right side of the circle. Benson cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it out to Meyer for three on the way. No good. And Hunter Holt off the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline at the top of the key to Holt. Now Cerrone in the right corner. To Spurgeon for three on the way. An air ball off the right wing. Out with it comes Meyer. Meyer in a hurry. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it off. Glass and got it. 8 points for Alex Meyer. 23-17 is Spurgeon to Hamlin. Holt from the dotted line lays it up. Got it. 9 points for Hunter Holt. Give the assist to Cave Hamlin. 2-3, Skyler zone. Inside it goes dotted line. Mallett missed the shot from 10. Rebound comes off to Cerrone. Now Hamlin at the free throw line. Spurgeon on the left wing. The Triplett tried to get it inside to Holt. Holt couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. As Robert Gale will check back in. Also checking in the ball game is Braden Logston. So Alex Meyer will bring it across the timeline. Finds Gale between the two circles to Holder on the left wing. Gale takes it down the lane, lays up the shot, tried to draw the foul, couldn't do it. And he runs the other way as they turn it over. So Scotland County with the basketball. Cerrone in the right corner, skips it through left wing to Spurgeon to the free throw line. As Spurgeon gives it to Cerrone. Top of the key, dribbles to the right wing, back to Spurgeon on the left wing. In the left corner to Triplett. One dribble, out pops Cerrone. Now Triplett. Inside it goes to Hamlin. Hamlin will put up the 10-footer. Missed it. And out with the rebound. It's still loose on the floor. Picked up by Triplett. Puts it up and in. Not stayed right with it. Owen Triplett. His first two. And it's a two-point. Highland Lee. Myers has it top of the key. Long three on the way. No good. And Hunter Holt off the rebound. To Triplett. Gets it ahead to Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but Triplett got the rebound and a whistle and a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Alex Meyer. We'll wait and see. And it will be. So Alex Meyer picks up his first foul, 15th foul against Highland. Holt inbounds to Cave Hamlin. Missed the first one, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. 10 points for Cave Hamlin. And now Brock Butler wants a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the first half. And we're tied. Scotland County 23, Highland 23. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
In today's economy, running a successful farm operation can be challenging. It takes careful planning, hard work, and more than a little ingenuity. And it's important to have a bank you can count on. Community Bank of Memphis has financed agriculture since the day we first opened our doors. When you need money for operating expenses, livestock, machinery, or real estate, come see us. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 4:08 left to play in the first half of this boys' game, and we're tied at 23. And Highland will have the basketball. Scotland County has been down by 6 and maybe 8, but they've hung right with it. They've come back to tie the ball game. So here comes Meyer across the timeline. Scotland County comes out man-to-man as they find Logsdon on the right corner. Now the left wing, the holder, gives it to Logsdon, to Meyer on the right wing. Logsdon will take it down the left lane, kicks it out to Gale. Now Mallett, 15-footer, no good. And Cabe Hamlin off the rebound, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon brings it across the timeline. Finds Triplett in the center circle. Lob underneath to Hamlin. Hamlin puts a shot off. Glass got it. 12 points for Cabe Hamlin. And it's a 2-point Scotland County lead as Logsdon to Gale for 3. Bullseye! Robert Gale has 6. And it's a 1-point Highland lead. Cabe Hamlin gives it to Cerrone in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dribbles top between the two circles. Bounce pass to Triplett. Spurgeon on the right wing. Tried to get it inside to Hamlin. Knocked away but picked up by Holt on the left wing. Triplett on the left wing. Bounce pass to Spurgeon. Inside it goes to Hamlin. Now underneath Cerrone. Cerrone puts it up. Got it. And gives the assist to Hamlin. Here comes Myers to the basket. Throws up an air ball. Out with it comes Triplett. Triplett across the timeline. Double team. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Spurgeon for 3 on the way. No good. Hamlin comes off with a rebound. Hamlin will go back in off glass. No good. Triplett with a rebound. Fall away 10-footer. No good. And Mallett comes off with a rebound to Meyer. That's Meyer. Brings it across the timeline. To Logsdon. Long 3 by Gale. Airballed it. Goes out of bounds. As now Logsdon will check out. Jeff Evans will check in for the Cougars. The 2:09 left to play in the first half. Full court pressure by the Cougars. And bounce pass to Spurgeon, to Hamlin, to Holt. As Hunter Holt across the timeline. Gives it back to Spurgeon, and Spurgeon in center circle. Now to Hamlin, that's free throw line underneath the Triplett. Reverse layup, got it. Little high-low at 4 points for Owen Triplett. Meyer takes it around Triplett, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen, and that's his third. So Trayton Buckley with 3 fouls, Cabe Hamlin with 2, and Owen Triplett with 3. So Triplett's going to have to set down for the last 46 of the half. Vince Dale will check in. And Alex Meyer will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 8 looking for 9. 3 points got on the lead. His first one up, got it. 9 points for Alex Meyer. 2 points got on the county lead, 29-27. 1:46 left to play in the first half. As Myers, second free throw on the way, got them both. 10 points for Alex Meyer. 1 point, Scotland lead. Pressure by Highland as Hunter Holt in the backcourt. Holt draws a double team, gets the ball to Jared Cerrone. And Cerrone throws it over everybody's head, goes out of bounds. Dale tried to save it in, couldn't do it. So turnover gives it back to Highland with 1:30 left to play in the first half. 29-28, Scotland with the lead. Meyer on the right wing. Now Gale gets it inside to Evans across the dotted line. Kicks it out on the left wing to Logsdon. Now Holder takes it into the paint. Throws up the running 10-footer. No good. Evans with the rebound to Meyer down the right lane. Now Gale. Try to get through a double team. And a whistle and a foul against Scotland County. We'll have to wait and see, wait for the scoreboard on that one. Okay, it's going to be on Vince Dale. That's his first. So Robert Gale will be at the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. Gale has 6, looking for 7. Shots up, no good. And rebound tipped around out to Gale. Now three-pointer on the way out of the right corner. No good. And Hunter Holt comes off the rebound. Gives it out to Corbin Spurgeon. Under a minute left to play in the half. Spurgeon off the right wing. To Derflinger. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Highland. To Myers. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Derflinger comes off the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in a double team. Bounce pass to Cerrone. Off the baseline. Out to Dale. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Evans comes off out with the rebound. So Seth Evans will pick up the foul. That's his first. 16 foul against Highland. And Vince Dale will be at the line to shoot two shots. First shot up. Got it. First point for Vince Dale. Back to 2 points. Collin County lead 30-28. 33 seconds left to play in the half. Dale's second free throw in and out. No good. And Allen's off with the rebound. Gives it to Gale. To Meyer, tried to force it inside to Evans, and stolen away by Derflinger, but Lucas couldn't hang on to it. Gets away from him, goes out of bounds, so it'll be Robert Gale to inbound underneath his own basket. As Gale looks for somebody, tried to get it to Meyer, and stolen away by Spurgeon. Spurgeon running 10-footer, got it. 4 points for Corbin Spurgeon. 4 points, Scotland lead. Robert Gale on the right side of the circle. To Logston. To Meyer. To Holder on the left wing. Gale on the right wing. To Meyer. Long. Three on the way. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 32 and Highland 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts, they're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key. Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt, they're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Scotland County leading Highland 32-28. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 2 points, Vince Dale with one, Corbin Spurgeon with four, Hunter Holt with nine, Cave Hamlin with 12, and Owen Triplett with four. For Highland, Alex Meyer with 10 points, Robert Gale with six, Cameron Bringer with eight, and Drew Mallett with four. Highland led 19-13 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Highland 19-9 in the second quarter, and the Tigers lead here at halftime 32-28. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jane's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jane's Foods has daily specials at their deli with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jane's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs. You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
Back at Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Tiger Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEN FM Memphis. We're at halftime, the boys' game. Scotland County leading Highland 32-28. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County winning their sixth game of the year by defeating Highland 55-23. Scotland County led in scoring by Hannah Feeney with 20 points. Elena Whitaker with 16. Highland led by Ainsley Bringer with 20 points. Scotland County led 13-9 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Highland 14-4 in the second quarter to lead 27-13 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Scotland County outscoring Highland 12-6. And Scotland led 39-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland County outscoring Highland 16-4. And Scotland County wins it 55-23. Scotland County improves to 6-0, while the Highland Lady Cougars are 3-4. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Slayton Polaris has the perfect Christmas gift if you are lost for ideas. Do you have a Polaris Ranger or ATV? Slayton Polaris has lots of accessories that'll make great gifts. Most guys would love to have a Polaris winch, helmets, windshields, cabin closures, hunting accessories, rims, or hand warmers. Don't forget, winter is here, and a new snow blade for the Ranger would look really good under the Christmas tree. They also have gift certificates, which make great stocking stuffers. Merry Christmas from Slayton Polaris.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 33. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 61. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Cloudy skies Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Low 70s Wednesday. Low 40s by Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 41.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 32-28, Scotland County up by 4 over Highland. We're at halftime. Coming up tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMEM. Gallatin will be at Putnam County. I'll be on the air from Putnam just before 6 o'clock. Then we're going to take Wednesday off. Dave and I need a break. We'll come back on Thursday. I'll be at Knox County High School, West Rand, taking on the Lady Eagles and Eagles. And then next Friday, or this Friday, coming Friday, I'll be right back here at Scotland County for Harrisburg and Scotland County. So a lot more high school basketball this week on KMEM. As both teams back to their respective benches, Scotland County outscored Highland 19-9 in the second quarter to get back in this ballgame. In fact, to take the lead in this ballgame. So you can hear the fight song going on right now. The cheerleaders have come up with a dance to fight song, and when that fight song hits, no matter where those cheerleaders are, they are back over here in front of the Scotland County Stadium Gymnasium, which is right under where I'm broadcasting from. So Scotland County back on the floor, Highland back on the floor. We're set to play basketball in the second half, and Highland will have it as Brandon Holder will inbound on the near sideline. Holder gets it in to Robert Gale. And Scotland County will go man-to-man. Gale to the right wing, Meyer on the right wing to Holder, top of the key. Bringer on the left wing gets it inside to Mallet off glass, got it. As Drew Mallet with 6 points. As what a Rock Butler having something to say to one of the officials. And now we're going to have a timeout. 15 seconds into this quarter, and we have a timeout on the floor. 7:45 left to play in the third quarter, and I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. Scotland County against the Highland pressure threw the ball over and back. So Highland will have it out of bounds on their sideline. So 32-30. Robert Gale will bring it across the timeline. Give it to Bringer. Top of the key to Meyer. In the right corner to Holder. Inside it goes to Mallet. Reverse layup and got it. 8 points for Drew Mallet. In the backcourt is Spurgeon against Frazier. Across the timeline to Cerrone, and Cerrone stepped on the end line, a sideline. We're tied at 32 as Bringer will inbound to Gale. To Bringer on the left wing to Meyer, to Bringer, to Holder. Tried to get it to Gale on the right wing, knocked out of bounds by Jared Cerrone. So Brandon Holder will inbound at the end of the Highland bench. As Holder gets the ball to Robert Gale between the two circles, now Bringer on the left wing. It goes to Meyer, inside to Mallett, back to Bringer. Bringer to free throw line. Holder at the top of the key to Meyer on the left wing, to Holder, to Bringer. Now Gale in the right corner. As Scotland County goes back to a 3-2 zone. Robert Gale gets it to Meyer. Three-pointer out of the corner. Bullseye. Alex Meyer with 13 points. Brazier by Highland. They get the ball to Owen Triplett. Triplett across the timeline to Holt. Holt had Cerrone, lost the ball for a second, got it back. Spurgeon gives it to Hunter Holt. Holt now cut off on the baseline. Bounce pass to Triplett. Triplett couldn't hang on to the pass. Stole away by Bringer. Bringer across the free throw line, gets it out to Meyer. As Meyer somehow kept the ball from going out of bounds to Gale to get it down the corner. To Bringer, whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Corbin Spurgeon. So Spurgeon picks up his first foul. First team foul against Scotland County. Gale underneath his own basket, gets it to Meyer. Holder in the left corner, inside to Mallett. Mallett at the dotted line, kicks it back out to Meyer, top of the key. Holder to Mallett, to Bringer. Now Gale for three, on the way, no good. And a rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Meyer. He's going to take it right at Spurgeon, and a foul is going to be on Spurgeon. So two quick fouls on Corbin Spurgeon. And Meyer will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. 13 points for Alex Meyer. Right now, a little 7-0 run by Highland. Shots up, got it, making an 8-0 run for Highland. They were down 32-28, now up 36-32. 14 for Meyer, looking for 15. Shot up, it's no good. And Gabe Hamlin off the rebound. It's just a Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Highland. Spurgeon gives the ball to Triplett. Stops, pops from 10. Got it off the baseline. 6 points for Owen Triplett. 36-34, Highland up by two. With the basketball, Gale on the left wing to Meyer, to the right wing to Bringer. To Gale on the left wing to Meyer. Holder. Now Bringer will drive the baseline, lays it up, got it. Cameron Bringer with 10 points. Back to a 4-point Highland lead as Cerrone across the timeline, pulls up on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Spurgeon on the right wing. Dribbles down in the right corner. Bounce pass underneath to Hamlin. Puts it up and in. And give the assist to Corbin Spurgeon. 14 for Cave Hamlin. Meyer in the left corner. They swing it to the right corner to Holder. Bringer. Meyer down the left corner. It goes to Gale. Meyer to top of the key to Holder. Back to Meyer. Flips it to Bringer in the right corner. Holder right wing to Meyer. To Gale in the left corner. To Meyer, to Holder. Now Bringer will try a three. No good. And Corbin Spurgeon off the rebound. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Spurgeon to the left wing. Bounce pass to Triplett. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye. 9 points for Owen Triplett. 39-38. Scotland back on top. Bringer to Meyer. Inside it goes to Mallett. Mallett, reverse layup, got it. 10 points for Drew Mallett. 1 point, Highland leads. Pressure by Highland. They give it to Spurgeon. As Spurgeon across the timeline. No look pass, tried to find Holt out on the right wing, threw it out of bounds. As now Trayton Bucklew will check in, and Hunter Holt will check out. 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. 40-39. Highland with the lead in the basketball. Bringer on the left wing gives it to Meyer in the left corner. Back to Bringer. Holder to Bringer. On the left wing to Meyer. Meyer bounce pass to Mallett in the left corner. Now three-pointer on the way. Bullseye. 17 points for Alex Meyer. 43-39. Scotland County against Prather with the basketball. Triplett across the timeline to Cerrone. Cerrone gives the ball to Spurgeon. His three on the way. No good. That Triplett off the rebound. Triplett kicks it back out to Hamlin for 15-foot. It's good. 16 for Cabe Hamlin. 2-point Highland lead. Meyer, that's Bringer top of the key to Gale. Now Meyer on the left wing. Gale will try a three. Bullseye! Robert Gale with 9. 46-41. Spurgeon against Prather in the backcourt. Spurgeon in a triple team. Yes, it'll be Scotland basketball. The ball pass was kicked as he tried to get it. Still on Triplett. 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. Owen Triplett will inbound on the far sideline. Triplett looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Trayton Buckley. Now dribble drive off the right wing by Spurgeon. Lays it up. Got it. Nice move by Corbin Spurgeon. He has 6. Ringer gives the ball to Meyer in the left corner. Kicks it out to Gale, top of the key. Now Holder will try a 3. No good. And rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bringer. It'll be Trayton Bucklew to inbound. 3-point Highland lead. Bucklew gets the ball into Hamlin. Hamlin gives it to Triplett. Taken away by Holder. They try to get it in the mallet. Knocked out of bounds by Hamlin. So Robert Gale will inbound for the Cougars underneath his own basket. Slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody, kicks it out to Bringer between the two circles. 2-3 zone by Scotland County. In the right corner, Gale to Meyer on the right wing. Gale will try a 3 on the way. Bullseye! 12 points for Robert Gale. 49-43. Hiding with the lead, Prather. Again by the Cougars. As Spurgeon gives it to Triplett. Dribbles through a triple team. Gets it into Cerrone. Cerrone had the basket, and he put it up, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Bringer, and that's 3 fouls on Cameron Bringer. So Jared Cerrone will be at the line to shoot a pair. And now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 1:54 left to play in the third quarter. It's Highland 49, Scotland County 43. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Check the weather on a regular basis to know when severe weather is predicted. Take steps before the storm to gather supplies, like flashlights and batteries, in case of a prolonged power outage. Plan where to meet and how to communicate with family members if separated. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
1:54 left to play in the third quarter. Boys game with Highland on top, 49-43. And Jared Cerrone will be at the line to shoot a pair for Scotland County. As Jared has 2 points, looking for 3. First shot by Cerrone. Eyes it, fires it, off the heel of the rim, no good. Still 49-43, 6-point Highland lead. Second by Cerrone. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Jared Cerrone. Robert Gale with the basketball. Now Scotland County will go back man-to-man as Gale between the two circles. Gale guarded by Spurgeon. Gets the ball to Mallett at the top of the key. Now Meyer on the left wing. Meyer at the top of the key to Mallett, guarded by Hamlin. Takes it down the left lane. Ball away 15-footer. Got it. Nice shot by Drew Mallett. And he has 12 points. Spurgeon against Prather. Across the timeline, Cerrone gives it to Hamlin. Hamlin puts it off glass and got it. Cabe Hamlin with 18 points. 51-46. Highland with the lead, 1:05. Let's play in the third quarter as Gale takes it right at Corbin Spurgeon, and Spurgeon picks up the foul. That'll be his third. Three team fouls against Collin County. As Brandon Holder inbounds in front of the Highland bench. Gets it to Robert Gale. Gale back to Holder on the right wing. Out pops Mallet top of the key to bring her on the left wing. Now Meyer for three. Bullseye! That's 20 points for Alex Meyer. Now Cerrone step back. Three. Bullseye! 6 points for Jared Cerrone. Meyer on the left wing to Gale on the right side of the circle. Now Mallet, 15-footer, no good. Trace Bucklew off the rebound. To Spurgeon. Bounce pass to Bucklew. To Cerrone on the left wing. Waits for some help. Gives it to Spurgeon left wing. Tried to bounce pass to Hamlin, and it goes off Holder's ankle and out of bounds. Now Vince Dale will check in. And I didn't see checked out. It's going to be Hunter Holt checked out. So Owen Triplett gets through a double team, then lost it. Ahead it goes to Meyer. All class. Got it. 22 points for Alex Meyer. 56-49 as Dale to Triplett across the timeline to Bucklew, and they couldn't get a shot away. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Highland 56, Scotland County 49. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
Whether you're looking for a home equity line of credit, auto loan, home improvement loan, or commercial loan, People's Bank of Wauconda can help. Each of our bank locations in Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton proudly offers a full-service loan department. Stop in today and visit with one of our skilled loan officers. They'll help you choose the loan that's right for you. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We start the final 8 minutes of this boys' game. Highland leading 56-49. Scotland County will have the basketball. Spurgeon will inbound on the near sideline. Looks for somebody. He'll get it to Triplett. Triplett guarded by Gale as Triplett's still in the backcourt. Takes it down the far sideline. Gives the ball inside to Dale. Dumps it off to Hunter Hole. Puts it up and in. 11 points for Hunter Holt. Give the assist to Vince Dale. As now Bringer takes it to the hoop, lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. That's 12 points for Cameron Bringer. As looks like it's going to be on Cabe Hamlin. Yep. So Cabe Hamlin just picked up his third personal foul. As Cameron Bringer will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. He has 12, looking for 13. Shots up, got it. 13 points for Cameron Bringer. And it's an 8-point Highland lead. Here comes Spurgeon across the timeline, backs off to the right wing, inside to Hamlin. Fall away 10-footer, missed it. Robert Gale off the rebound. Highland wants to run. Gale gives it to Mallet at the dotted line, kicks it out to Meyer for three, no good. And Triplett off the rebound. Owen Triplett will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Meyer, takes it to the left wing, gives it to Dale in the left corner. Out to Spurgeon on the deep left wing. He'll walk it to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, finds Hunter Holt on the right wing, inside the arc. Holt looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Triplett. Triplett cut off on the right baseline. Triplett in the paint, wants to put up a shot, does, and through the foul. And Drew Mallet bailed out Owen Triplett. So Mallet picks up the foul. First shot by Owen is up. It's good. He has 10. 10 points for Owen Triplett. 59-52. Driftless next free throw, in and out, no good. And Mallard High for the rebound. Gets it ahead to Bringer, inside to Meyer. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Gabe Hamill off the rebound. Driftless across the timeline. Now between the two circles. Finds Spurgeon, now inside to Hamlin. Hamlin wanted to put up a shot and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on the floor, maybe on Holder. Yep, it's going to be on Brandon Holder. That's his first. So Spurgeon underneath his own basket to inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Hamlin on the left block. Hamlin lost the ball to Gale, to Holder. Holder will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. If it's on Spurgeon, we'll see who it's going to. Nope, it's going to be on Owen Triplett, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Triplett. Brandon Holder will go to the line, looks for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. First shot on the way, missed it. Left it short, 6:25 left to play in the game. Highland leading 59-52. It's Brandon Holder. Second free throw on the way. Got it. So Holder has his first points of the game. Placed here by Highland as Spurgeon. With the basketball, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Alex Meyer. Four-team foul against Highland. Five-team fouls against Collin County. Still pressured by the Cougars. Spurgeon tried to get it to Dale. Knocked away by Mallett. Now Bringer will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Bringer gets it back, gives it to Gale for three. No good. And Vince Dale off the rebound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon flies down the near sideline to the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to Triplett, to Dale on the left corner, as Dale walked with it. There's a turnover, gives it back to Highland. As Collin County will not press, as Robert Gale will bring it across the timeline. Gale between the two circles of the left wing. Now atop the key to Holder on the right wing in the right corner. To Bringer, knocked away, picked up by Holder. Gale has it on the left wing. Gale gives it back to Meyer at the top of the key. To Holder on the right wing, to Meyer at the top of the key. Meyer, right side of the circle, to Holder, back to Meyer. Now the left side of the circle for three on the way, no good. Right for the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Cameron Bringer. And that's four on Cameron Bringer. So Hunter Holt will check out. Trey Buckley will check in. And now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 5:26 left to play in the ball game. Highland 60 and Scotland County 52. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped below 3%, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big. You could lower your monthly payment and prepare yourself for a better financial future. But you've got to act now. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
5:26 left to play in the ball game. Highland 60, Scotland County 52. As Highland breaks their huddle, Scotland County breaks their huddle, and Scotland County will have the basketball. As Xavier Lucas is in street clothes, sitting behind the Scotland County bench with a brace on that bad knee. So here comes Triplett. Right into a double team. Kicks it down to Trayton Buckley for three on the way. No good. And Meyer off the rebound. Gives it to Robert Gale. As Gale, bounce pass intended for Holder. He led Holder by a lot. So that's a turnover for Highland. Spurgeon will inbound Still on Triplett. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Triplett. Triplett high post. It goes to Kate Hamlin. Hamlin lost the ball loose on the floor and is picked up by Dale. Inside it goes to Hamlin off glass. Got it. That's 20 points for Kate Hamlin. Makes it 60-54 as Bringer goes down the left lane, puts up the shot, and the foul is going to be on Cabe Hamlin. That's his fourth. So four fouls on Cabe Hamlin. That's the 16th foul, but it was in the act of shooting for Cameron Bringer. He'll be at the line. He has 14, looking for 15. Shots up, got it. Now that's 14. 14 for Bringer. Now looking for 15. Second shot, good. So 15 points for Cameron Bringer. Makes it 62-54. Back to an 8-point Highland lead. Buckley to the high post to Dale. Now 3-pointer on the way by Spurgeon. No good. Toronto off the rebound. Spurgeon goes into the paint. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. And the foul's going to be on Kyle Benton. That's his first. 16 foul against Highland. 4:27 left to play in the ball game. So the B, Spurgeon to inbound to Buckley. Buckley drives into the paint, kicks it off in the right corner to Triplett. Now Dale at the free throw line. Cerrone at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Triplett. Friday, no-look pass inside, stolen away by Meyer. Picks up the shot, whistle, and a foul. And a foul is going to be on Corbin Spurgeon. I'm thinking it will be, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Corbin Spurgeon. So Alex Meyer will go to the line. He has 22 points, looking for 23. 4:10 left to play in the game. First shot on the way, got it. 23 points for Alex Meyer. As in the ball game, Dale will check out, and back comes Cabe Hamlin with four personal fouls. Next shot by Alex Meyer, good. He has 24 points. And makes it 64-54. Biggest lead of the ball game for Highland. To the left wing, Spurgeon. Left corner, Cerrone. Cerrone kicks it back out on the left wing to Triplett. Back to Cerrone. Now Trayton Buckaloo to the top of the key to Spurgeon. Triplett for three. On the way, no good. Airballed it. And Spurgeon comes away with it. A whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Bringer. Yes, it will, and he just fouled out. Cameron Bringer just fouled out of the ball game, and he leaves with 15 points. So Seth Evans will check back in for the Cougars. And Spurgeon will be at the line and shoot. Should be the 1-1, okay? Both teams in the 1-1 bonus. So Spurgeon with six, looking for seven. It's no good. And Seth Evans off the rebound. Gets it to Robert Gale. And Gale will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Benson. And Benson brings it out between the two circles. Finds Meyer. Drew Mallett takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Strong move by Mallett. 14 points for Mallett. Now Cabe Hamlin, 15-footer. Got it. 22 points for Cabe Hamlin. Still a 10-point Highland lead. Meyer takes down the left lane inside. Seth Evans off glass and got it. 2 points for Seth Evans. Owen Triplett. Double dribble the basketball. He tried to stop as Alex Meyer was standing right in his way and double dribbled. 3:03 left to play in the ball game. Robert Gale on the far sideline will inbound to Alex Meyer and a whistle and a foul, and Owen Triplett just fouled out of the ball game. So Owen Tripp was fouled out. Left two is going to come in. It'll be Hunter Holt checking back into the ball game. With 3:02 left to play. 68-56, Highland's biggest lead of the ball game. As Alex Meyer will be at the line to shoot two, he has 24 points, looking for 25. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 25 points for Alex Meyer. Well, Alex Meyer with 25, looking for 26. 3:02 left to play. Shot on the way. Got it. 26 points for Alex Meyer. 70-56. As Spurgeon with the basketball out of a double team. Finds Holt on the right wing. In the right corner, Cerrone. Now Spurgeon on the right wing. Cerrone out of the right corner. Looks for somebody. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon drives into the paint. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Alex Meyer, and that's his third. So three foul on Meyer, and Corbin Spurgeon will be at the line. He has six, looking for seven. Shot on the way, no good. And Seth Evans off of the rebound. Gets it out to Meyer. Meyer waits for some help. There's a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Trayton Buckaloo. And that's his fourth. So four fouls on Trayton Buckaloo. That'll send Alex Meyer back to the line to shoot. Still a 1-1. He has 26, looking for 27. Eyes it. Fires it. Got it. 27 points for Alex Meyer. 71-56. Highland with the lead. 2:36 left to play in the game. As Meyer. Eyes it. Fires it, missed it, and Spurgeon comes off with the rebound. So Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Bounce pass, Cerrone in the right corner. Cerrone will try three, in and out, no good. Cabe Hamlin had the rebound, knocked out of his hands, and it may be on Seth Evans. And it will be. So Seth Evans picks up the foul. That's his second. And Cabe Hamlin will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 22 points, looking for 23. Shots up, in and out, no good. Evans with the rebound. As now a timeout on the floor as Braden Longston will check back in. 2:20 left to play in the ball game. Highland 71 and Scotland County 56. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Micah Fink, a veteran, a former Navy SEAL, and founder of Heroes and Horses. I'm with Boot Barn to talk about the power of being present. The holiday season, to me, should be a time of reflection. No matter what your modality is in life, no matter what you do, no matter what your experience is, it's a time to slow down and evaluate and then connect with the people that you love. And I think the greatest gift that you could give anybody in your life is the gift of time. Boot Barn. Share the West.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get your straw for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin. Happy New Year. May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Back at Scotland County High School. Highland with the basketball as Gale brings it across the timeline. Gets underneath the logs and puts up the shot, missed it. But a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Hunter Holt, and that's his first. First foul on Hunter Holt. And at the line will be Braden Logston. To shoot two shots. First one up, got it. First point of the ball game for Braden Logston. Makes it 72-56 as Logston. Next free throw on the way, no good. And Hunter Holt off the rebound, gets it out to Spurgeon. As Spurgeon across the timeline, to the right wing, in the right corner to Hamlin. Now Spurgeon on the right wing. Spurgeon in the right corner to Hamlin. Hamlin lost the handle of the basketball, poked out of his hand. Scotland County will inbound underneath their own basket. 1:57 left to play. As Hunter Holt will inbound underneath his own basket. Holt, ball high above his head, looks for somebody. Still looks, and gets it to Spurgeon in the left corner. Spurgeon, inside it goes to Hamlin. Hamlin puts the shot up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. They're going to count the basket. That's 24, and the foul's going to be on Robert Gale, and that's 3 on Robert Gale. So Hamlin with 24, looking for 25, in and out, no good. And off the rebound is Mallett. Mallett gets it ahead to Logsdon. Bounce pass to Mallett between the two circles. Now Myers hands it off to Gale, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Spurgeon. He just fouled out of the ball game. As Lucas Lerflinger will check in, and Robert Gale will be at the line to shoot two shots. Both teams in the double bonus. As Robert Gale with 12, looking for 13, missed it. Also, Vince Dale will check in. Cabe Hamlin will check out. 1:40 left to play in the ball game. Highland 72, Scotland County 58. Gale again, the 12, looking for 13. Shots up, in and out, no good. As Cerrone off the rebound. Cerrone, guarded by Meyer, dribbles a cut off on the right baseline to Dörflinger. Gets it to Dale, 15. Putter, kissed at home. It goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. 3 points for Vince Dale, and the foul's going to be on Kyle Benson. That's his second, as Dale. They blew the whistle just before Vince shot the ball. It went in. So, okay, evidently there's a lane violation somewhere. Dale has 3 points, and Highland with the basketball. A little pressure by Scotland County. Robert Gale kicks it off in the corner, intended for Benson, put over Benson's head and out of bounds. So Lucas Dörflinger across the timeline to Trayton Buckaloo between the two circles. To Cerrone in the left corner. Gives it to Dale. Tried to force it inside to Hunter Holt. Now Cerrone for 3. Bullseye! Jared Cerrone with 9 points. Pressure by Scotland County. Under a minute left to play. Meyer with the basketball. Looks for somebody. Finds Mallett in the center circle. To Logsdon on the left wing. Now Myers kicks it over on the right wing to Gale. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Vince Dale. That's his second. Stops the clock with 44 seconds left to play. As Robert Gale at the line with 12, looking for 13. Shots up, missed it. So Gale backs off the line. Now stands back on. Eyes it, fires it, and in and out, no good. And Cerrone off the rebound. Cerrone will bring it across the timeline. Finds Trayton Buckaloo on the left wing. Back to Cerrone in the center circle. Dribbles up top of the key. Tried to force it down low to Hunter Holt. Ball's loose. Still loose on the floor. And now they're going to have to call a jump ball. They had Lucas Dörflinger had to hold the ball like a football player. Finally called a jump ball, alternated possession back to Highland with 25 seconds left to play. So Robert Gale will inbound to Meyer. And a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on what they call an offensive foul on Meyer. Well, either that or Meyer steps on the sideline. At any rate, Dörflinger was guarding Meyer, and Meyer must have stepped on the sideline. So Cerrone with the basketball gets it to Trayton Buckaloo. Buckaloo finds Cerrone, gets it to Vince Dale on the right baseline. Cerrone in the right corner. Cerrone gives the ball to Buckaloo for three on the way off the heel of the rim. No good. And Lawson comes off the rebound. And now we have a whistle and a foul. Fouling at Scotland County with Vince Dale again, or is it going to be on Hunter Holt? Evidently, it's going to be on Hunter Holt. That's his second. So Logsdon will go to the line. Braden Logsdon with 1.7 seconds left to play in the game. He has 1 point. He'll shoot two. First shot up. Got it. 2 points for Braden Logsdon. 73-63. Highland with a lead. Next free throw up. Didn't get it. And Hamlin off the rebound. Fires it down the court. Missed it. That's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Highland 73 and Scotland County 63. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at TakeMeFishing.org.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the
Ad Council. I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, it's a final as the Highland Cougars win their fourth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 73-63. Taking a look at the scoring first for Highland, Alex Meyer with 27 points, Robert Gale with 12 points, Cameron Bringer with 15, Braden Logsdon with 2, Curtis Miller with 14 points. Now, somehow, that's not right. Seth Evans with 2 points. So, Drew Mallett had the 14 points. So, I messed that up. So, Drew Mallett with 14 points. For Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 9 points. Vince Dale with 3 points. Corbin Spurgeon with 6. Hunter Holt with 11. Gabe Hamlin with 24, and Owen Triplett with 10. Highland jumped out 19-13 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Highland 19-9 in the second quarter. Scotland led 32-28 at the half. In the third quarter, Highland outscored Scotland 28-17. Highland led 56-49 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Highland outscored Scotland 17-14, and Highland wins it 73-63. Highland improves to 4-3. Scotland County 2-4. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County winning their sixth game of the year by defeating Highland 55-23. Scotland County led in scoring by Hannah Feeney with 20 points. Elena Whitaker with 16, while Highland led by Ainsley Bringer with 20 points. Scotland County led 13-9 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Highland 14-4 in the second quarter. Lady Tigers led 27-13 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Highland 12-6. Scotland led 39-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Highland 16-4, and Scotland County wins it 55-23. Scotland County girls improved to 6-0, while Highland drops to 3-4. So it was a Scotland County Highland split tonight here at Scotland County High School. Again, in the girls' game, as I just said, it was Scotland County defeating Highland 55-23. As Scotland County improves to 6-0, Highland girls 3-4. Then in the boys' game, you just heard, it was Highland defeating Scotland County 73-63. As Highland improves to 4-3, Scotland County 2-4. As Highland was led in scoring by Alex Meyer with 27 points, Robert Gale with 12, Cameron Bringer with 15, and Drew Mallett with 14, while Scotland County led by Hunter Holt with 11, Cave Hamlin with 24, and Owen Triplett with 10. Coming up tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMM. I'll be at Unionville, Putnam County High School, Putnam County, and Gallatin on the air just before 6 from Putnam County. For producer Dave Bowden from Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, by the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins, Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat weekly newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrien Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis. The People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis. And 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.